On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I didn't rustle the sheets, and I breathed slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound a friend had told me I'd never hear. The ringing bells of Santa's sleigh. My friend insisted that there is no Santa, but I knew he was wrong. Late that night, I did hear sounds, though not of ringing bells. From outside came the sound of hissing steam and squeaking metal. I looked through my window and saw a train standing perfectly still in front of my house. It was wrapped in an apron of steam. Snowflakes fell lightly around it. A conductor stood at the open door of one of the cars. He took a large pocket watch from his vest, then looked up at my window. I put on my slippers and robe. I tiptoed downstairs and out the door. "All aboard," the conductor cried out. I ran up to him.
"Well, are you coming?"
"Where?"
"Why, to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express."
I took his outstretched hand and he pulled me aboard. The train was filled with other children, all in their pyjamas and nightgowns. We sang Christmas carols and ate candies with nugget centres as white as snow. We drank hot cocoa as thick and rich as melted chocolate bars. Outside, the lights of town and villages flickered in the distance as the Polar Express raced northward. Soon there were no more lights to be seen. We travelled through cold, dark forests where lean wolves roamed and white-tailed rabbits hid from our train as it thundered through the quiet wilderness. We climbed mountains so high it seemed as though we could scrape the moon. But the Polar Express never slowed down. Faster and faster we ran along, rolling over peaks and through valleys like a car on a roller coaster.